T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
Welcome back, and this time around we have a treat featuring one of the Bay Area's favorite broadcasters of all time, Dave McElhattan. The late Mac was a mainstay on KCBS for many years, in the years before the all-news format and then transitioning seamlessly into a morning host during the early part of the all-news years, and then, of course, leaving for many more years as the well-known TV anchor on KPIX5. This is a version of what in the trade is known as a sizzle reel. Typically, these are fast-paced, fast-moving demo reels put together by radio stations or TV stations to show off what they have so advertisers can get a feel for the product. Well, in this case, maybe not so much sizzle and not very fast-paced either. It goes on for over 20 minutes. So you'll get a sense of what was on KCBS at this point in the early 1960s. The date is not precise on this. It feels like 1962, possibly 1963. You'll hear a number of KCBS programming elements with Dave McElhattan smoothly weaving you in and out of all of them.
What can be good about any morning that begins with getting up? Some glum slugabed once asked. And for every person with get up and go, there are probably 1,000 or so who'd rather stay put and sleep. I'm Dave McElhattan, and KCBS and I try to make getting out of bed a little more bearable for the 5.5 million people who live in the 31 counties around San Francisco Bay Area. We start at 6 with McElhattan in the Morning, a show dedicated to brightening and broadening the wee hours for the listener who wants news that's more than headlines and entertainment that's more than music. Oh, we have music, too, the tastiest records, and live, the world's worst pianist, Friendly Clyde. But mostly, the program is for people, and people are interested in a lot of things. The weather is topic A as the day breaks. We take a look through the eyes of the ranger atop Mount Diablo, 4,000 feet above San Francisco. Here's how we do it, selling as we go. 19 minutes past 7. It's a foggy morning in San Francisco. It's 43 degrees, top coat weather, and the Lone Ranger is all set to report in. Bob Stewart, our man on the mountain, after this reminder from Bonds that if it's from Bonds, it's news. Question, when is a January clearance sale news? And the answer, when it's at Bonds. Bonds never makes an exaggerated claim, and isn't that a refreshing change? Every price is handled with respect for Bonds' integrity and for your intelligence. And I've talked to the people at Bonds, and I know they really mean this. Say, charge it and take 6 months to pay at Bonds' $1 million January clearance sale. And now the man with the $1 million view, Bob Stewart. Good morning to you, Bob.
And good morning to you, Dave. There's a little bit of fog, local pockets of it in around the Bay Area. But the south end of the Bay and all of this, the East Bay country, Hayward and down through that area, clear down to... Well, I can see Loma Prieta very sharp this morning, and Mount Hamilton looking to the north. I see a little bit of fog over in the north side of the bay, particularly along the river, Dave. But it has come up again in the San Joaquin Valley, rather thin, and certainly not the heavy blanket that we've had for the last several days.
It's not that tule fog kind of
fog. No, that's right. You know, over here in East Bay for, about the last 4 or 5 days, it's just been miserable, and we who have been in the habit of living with the sun, find it a little difficult to adjust to this fog.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing how people do get depressed by weather and by fog. How do you react to the fog?
Oh, I joined this group that become depressed by it.
Well, by golly, you sure sound bright and bushy-tailed this morning.
Well, I'm back on the right track again today, and here comes the sun, Dave. Just now, while we're talking, the first rays of the sun are coming up over the Sierra that's defined rather sharply against the horizon this morning.
And let's see now, what's your altitude up there?
Well, we're at just under 4,000. We're at 3,849 feet. I'll get it straight here, Dave.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want you to make a mistake, you know.
No, not after 6 or 7 years, not know how high we were.
And what's the temperature up in the hill now?
Well, it's 39 degrees on top. It's just a little bit above that. Down below, it's 41 in the park.
And let's see, it's 43 down here, so it's kind of a brisk overcoat kind of a morning. What does a ranger wear when it's 39 degrees?
An overcoat.
That seems to figure.
Does that figure?
And a smile on his face, huh?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Bob. Well, thank you so much for the word from the hill today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Right, Dave.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Bob. Bye. Have a good morning. And there he goes, our man on the mountain on the world's tallest periscope here in San Francisco Bay Area, Mount Diablo, Bob Stewart. I mentioned Fredley Clyde. He helps me sell, entertain, and inform. Our listeners love him and look forward to 7:45 each morning when he joins us. Good morning, Fredley Clyde.
I'm back.
Good.
Yes.
Glad to hear that. Are you driving?
I'm driving, yes.
A car?
But I don't know if I've got the right combination of ingredients for my gas tank.
What kind of a car are you driving?
I have a Star, a 1926 Star.
Oh, good. You sold the Oakland.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a Durant before that. Durant is a lovely thing.
Yes. Well, Jim makes a terrific car. That's true. Listen, if you are driving a Star, whatever kind of a car you're driving, are you using the grade of gasoline that's exactly right for that car?
Well, that's my problem, sir. I'd like you to tell me about that.
Well, listen closely, my boy, and you shall hear about the wonderful outfit that makes it possible for you to have just the right grade of gas. That's Hancock. Hmm?
That's the one. I knew the one. I couldn't think of the
name.
That's
right, John. Hancock service stations in your neighborhood have the grade of gasoline that fits your car exactly. It's one of Hancock's 7 grades at 7 prices. You know Jack Benny lies about what car he's driving?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he tells him it's a much older car so he can use a very thin blend of gas.
That's right. Sure.
And you. You and that electric car. Except, listen, that extension cord is going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Will you see who's at the door? Oh, for heaven's sake. What are you doing here? It's 11 minutes before 8. It's 41 degrees in San Francisco. And here's Keith Texter and the Syncopated Clock. What were you doing New Year's morning? While you were sleeping, a lot of people were listening to McElhattan in the morning. We offered 4 clock radios a day for 5 days, the first week of the new year. By week's end, we had more than 25,000 entries, and they were still pouring in. We have a lot of fun as we go. You know, those books on modern methods of raising kids don't do any real harm, I suppose, unless the kids get a hold of them. I think I told you once about a friend of mine whose daughter, Vicky, at the tender age of 7, informed her parents, "I'm going through my lying phase now, so you can't believe anything I say." Well, seems that she'd gotten hold of one of these child psychology books, and it is still going on. A neighbor of that same friend has a small boy who hasn't been eating well, and his mother said, "Please, Jimmy, eat your breakfast." And the kid sat back with a smirk on his face, and he said, "Motivate me." "I'll motivate you halfway across the room, you crumb." Zing! World-famous Colgate brings you the world's latest development in a fluoride toothpaste. And I'd like to paste that kid, I'll tell you right now. New Colgate fluoride toothpaste. It gives you the benefits of fluoride toothpaste plus the world's best toothpaste taste. Yes, new Colgate fluoride tastes so delicious, youngsters brush for fun. Do you really believe it? It's true. If this has got something about it, I know that. But it takes a lot more than a McElhattan to make a morning. News? You know it. Local, regional, national, and the world events pour through the KCBS transmitter all morning. Sports galore with Bob Fouts. And we have many special and unusual features, such as my favorite booknik, the man with many answers, Stu Boland. It's 5 minutes before 8 here at KCBS, and time to call in our booknik, Stu Boland. Each hour at this time, each day at this time, I'm fine, but my tongue has gone back to sleep. Each day at this time, Stu Boland, our man about books, brings you the dimension of the printed page. He's the head librarian at the Chinatown branch of the San Francisco Public Library. Stu, Polly Rundy of San Jose wants to know, who were the weird Grimalkins?
The Grimalkins were at one time believed to be a special kind of cat, which accompanied witches on various nocturnal journeys to realms remote and forbidding. In this sense, they were witches' familiars, and as such were entitled to hitchhike rides on the back seat driving on the broomsticks that were flying through the air.
And that's the story from Stu Boland for this morning, and we'll have more questions from our listeners tomorrow morning at this same time. In addition to Stu, Clyde and I comb the classifieds twice a week looking for unusual ads and holding on-the-air conversations with their authors. Each week we also have the McElhattan Mystery, wherein we pose a problem looking for yesteryear's newsmakers and asking our audience to help locate them. We solve more than 85% of them and talk to the formerly famous on the show. We hear the Wit Parade, the best of the new comedy records, and we find out what a number of celebrities think about their professions, their greatest moments, the most influential people in their lives. We think that McElhattan in the Morning is a full, fun way to start the day, and you never can tell when the next feature is going to be monumental, like the morning when old friendly Clyde hauled off and made up this song.
Spectrum 74, the latest folks who all know the score. To hear the best in the West, stay tuned to KCBS. In their pitchin' and every hour, 50,000 watts of power. Spectrum 74, with information, features galore. So set your radio dial right on the station with style. Spectrum 74, I'd like to mention. Spectrum 74, we have dimension. That's all there is, there ain't any more.
Oh, boy. Which reminds me, have you heard about Spectrum 74? It's brand new, too, just a day younger than McElhattan in the Morning, and one of radio's most unusual programs. We've all heard a lot of talk about talk, you know, the trends to broadcasting conversation. Well, Spectrum 74 goes a step further, refines the idea of talk, but doesn't deal in chatter. It's an example of idea radio at its best. Every weekday, on-the-air coordinators Fred Gerner and Scott Beach explore the ideas that most people care about. From 1 until 5, Monday through Friday, these well-informed men explore the broadest spectrum of topics, asking questions of experts who have the answers, finding answers to questions of listeners. The third hour is devoted to news conference, an in-depth interview, 45 minutes long, with a newsmaker, conducted by Scott Beach, who adds the phoned-in questions of listeners to his own in probing the world of his guest. This award-winning program showed a 45% increase in audience share during its first year on the air. Cabinet members, a Supreme Court justice, governors, mayors, entertainers, controversial figures of all kinds create fascinated, attentive listeners when they appear on news conference. Between 2 and 3, co-host Fred Gerner runs the portion of the show called Ask the Expert. Each week, he has five authorities in their fields and also takes telephone questions from listeners. Monday, it's Ask the Doctor, produced in cooperation with the San Francisco Medical Association. On Thursday, the San Francisco Bar Association cooperates by supplying attorneys for Ask the Lawyer. And on Wednesday, listeners get a chance to ask the clergy.
Mrs. Gordon of Oakland, and this will be information for me, certainly. Some types of oral contraceptives may become acceptable to the church.
This is not true insofar as these oral contraceptives would be used for a purely contraceptive purpose. No. Such a use of oral contraceptives could never be allowed because here, again, clearly the same purpose is envisioned in the use of the oral contraceptive as in other contraceptive procedures, namely, to frustrate the procreative capacity of man in the very use of it. And this, in the Catholic viewpoint, is quite irrational. To posit a procreative act which is then rendered by some human intervention non-procreative in character is somehow to offend against the very nature of what God has intended for us. The oral contraceptives have other effects, however, such as the certain therapeutic effects that doctors are experimenting with presently. And for some such measures as these, where the intent is not directly contraceptive, such pills could be used because of their beneficial side effects in medical therapy. This is conceivable. If cases of this sort turn up, of course, the pills could be used under the principles of ethics and morals for therapeutic reasons, but not for purely contraceptive ones.
From 1 to 2 and from 4 to 5, Spectrum 74 roams among ideas of all kinds, with many other KCBS personalities adding their talents. During the first week, Spectrum 74 had 47 different people on the air as either guests or regulars. One of the most popular regulars is newsman Clancy Cassell, who reads from great literature every afternoon.
From the dawn of man's communication, storytelling has occupied much of his interest and imagination. Through the power of our KCBS voice, our Spectrum 74 storyteller, Clancy Cassell, reaches and moves thousands with the power of his vocal interpretations and the range of your imagination. What is your selection today, Clancy?
I'm going to read a letter written by Sir Walter Raleigh to his wife from the Tower of London, written the day before he was scheduled to be executed. You'll now receive, my dear wife, my last words, and these my last lines. My love I send you, that you may keep it when I am dead. My counsel, that you may remember it when I am no more. I would not by my will present you with sorrows, dear Bess. Let them go into the grave with me and be buried in the dust. Seeing it is not the will of God that I shall see you any more in this life, bear it patiently and with a heart like thyself. Do not hide yourself many days after my death, but by your travails seek to help your miserable fortunes in the right of your poor child. Thy mournings cannot avail me. I am but dust. When I am gone, no doubt you shall be sought by many, for the world thinks that I was very rich. But take heed at the pretenses of men and their affections, for they last not but in honest and worthy men. No greater misery can befall you in this life than to become a prey and afterwards to be despised. I speak not this, God knows, to dissuade you from marriage, for it'll be best for you, both in respect of the world and God. As for me, I am no more yours, nor you mine. Death has cut us asunder. God hath divided me from the world and you from me. Remember your poor child for his father's sake, who chose you and loved you in his happiest times. I cannot write much. God, he knows how hardly I steal his time while others sleep, and it also is high time that I should separate my thoughts from the world. My dear wife, farewell. Bless my poor boy. Pray for me. Let good God hold you both in his arms. Written with a dying hand of sometime thy husband, but now, alas, overthrown. Yours that was, but now not my own. Walter Raleigh.
Clancy Cassell, thank you very much.
3 days a week, Your Money's Worth helps listeners understand a different product or service.
Mr. Lucier, in purchasing flowers to be sent to a person that is in the hospital, what should you take into consideration?
Well, their first consideration, of course, is their particular like. And secondly, that flowers not be too fragrant. Very often the person who is ill can be disturbed if it's too heavy a fragrance. Thirdly, I would say that the item chosen not be too large. Very often the hospital room is not the place to put on a display of a large arrangement of flowers. The blooming plant, the small blooming plant, and the small vase of roses, and that sort of thing is really most acceptable.
What do you think of artificial flowers?
Well, the statement there is, if you like animals, would you have a stuffed dog?
Thank you very much, Mr. Lucier. And it's been delightful talking with you about flowers today. And we'll certainly stay away from stuffed dogs in 1962.
Thank you very much.
And twice a week, KCBS Farm Director Gordon Roth provides a report on how farm news affects each consumer.
Today, our guest is Jane Ross, home economist for Safeway Stores, who is available for additional questions daily at the Marina store. Jane, what do you recommend for this weekend?
Well, in the meat features, Gordon, we have legs of lamb, either the full leg or the short leg. They are waste-free, and the legs have the famous Safeway trim, and they're very lean. Also, we have the pork loins. the whole or the full half. These are Eastern porkers.
Five celebrities are interviewed on Spectrum 74 each week, and sometimes they say very nice things about us. This is entertainer Tony Bennett, interviewed during the program's first week.
What kind of questions are you usually asked, and what questions would you like to be asked on an interview program?
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here watching the way you're performing, and I'd say that, actually, because it's a pleasure to see announcers, radio stations, just remembering that there is an art to radio. It's such a great medium. Radio is a great medium. It can stir up the imagination, and there are ways to do it through this kind of attitude of radio.
Every day, Scott or Fred talks to a woman in the news or a woman behind a man in the news. Give unusual stock market reports on the bulls and the bears portion and usable weather information. Etiquette? You bet.
Let's talk today about Christmas cards. Is that all right
it's
with
very
you?
Very close to the season, certainly.
Well, it's perhaps a hair late, but perhaps not so, because there are things in a follow-up way that are worth knowing. Fred, let me ask you some questions that I have here in front of me.
And I hope I'll be able to find the answers.
All right. First of all, how should a married couple sign their Christmas cards?
Well, etiquette says just their informal first names. For instance, Scott and Neva on cards should be sent to friends. Your last name is added, for instance, Scott and Neva Beach, only when more identification is needed.
Should I send Christmas cards to my Jewish friends?
I've worried about it, too, and I've never known for sure the answer. Protocol says not to religious Orthodox Jews, but you can send them to your other Jewish friends who are Reform or Conservative. Don't send religious cards, though, which portray the Nativity, Magi, or similar New Testament aspects.
Now then, at the end of the Christmas season, usually you've got a great box full of Christmas cards sitting around. Fred, did you find anything in the book that told you what a good or a utilitarian use might be for all those Christmas cards?
Send them to a children's ward of a local hospital. This helps spread the Christmas cheer into the next year and after the holiday glitter is gone, and the young patients can cut out the pictures or even make handmade cards from them for the following year. I think that's a wonderful idea, don't you?
Fred, you're an absolute mine of information.
There are also features on travel, a mood piece on San Francisco yesterdays, and a look at the city as it is today on San Francisco Kaleidoscope. An editorial roundup of the regional press and the international newspapers, a look at magazines of the week, the restaurant of the week, the story behind some historical landmark, ideas on car care and pets, hobbies, and a wrap-up on the news of sports cars, boating, and flying. Scott offers a weekly cooking feature, and every day following the 4 o'clock news, newsman Dick Leonard joins Fred and Scott for a report on the day's good news.
You have a smile on your face? What is the good news today?
We don't care whether school keeps or not. Sydney's home.
Sydney's home? Did they find him?
Sydney, our little koala at the zoo, has returned home.
Isn't that wonderful?
It seems, according to Carrie Baldwin, that the little guy was found in a eucalyptus tree just 200 yards away from where he disappeared yesterday. However, it isn't as simple as it may sound. It appears that perhaps Sydney was, should we say, koala-napped?
Koala-napped.
And was returned today by persons unknown. At the present time, Mr. Baldwin is climbing the tree to bring Sydney back to his three female companions.
KCBS newsman Don Webster is on hand on Spectrum 74 every afternoon with a provocative interview on the feature called Newsbeat.
The principal speaker at today's noon luncheon was Dr. Fred C. Schwartz, president of the Anti-Communist Crusade and director of the San Francisco Bay Region School of Anti-Communism. Dr. Schwartz, in the Los Angeles Crusade, there was considerable criticism of some of the participants that they were too far right, and some people pointed out that there's a danger both from the left and from the right. What's your reaction to this?
I hear a lot of talk about the danger on the left and the danger on the right, and we must beware of both. Now let's stop and look at these dangers for a minute and see if they're comparable. On the left, we've got the international communist conspiracy. They've already conquered a billion people. They have 100 megaton thermonuclear bombs and missiles to deliver them. They have ocean-ranging submarines that can project missiles at will onto our coastal cities. They have the economic product of a billion people to use in a vast economic warfare in a worldwide scale from the vantage point of monopoly. They have 300,000 trained espionage agents. They have a network of universities to train communist executives for every country in the world. They have a vast worldwide propaganda mechanism, and they have the internal communist apparatus as a bridgehead within the United States. Now, there's the danger on the left. On the right, what have we got? Well, we seem to have a candy maker from Massachusetts, and maybe he's got a million bonbons. I say to compare the two is hysterical.
Reviews of books, plays, movies, television programs, the Bay Area's most complete calendar of events of all kinds, Spectrum 74 covers the whole range from Infra Beach to Ultra Gurner. So what else is new on KCBS Radio? That very popular electronic town hall, Viewpoint, is on at a new earlier time, 7:30 weeknights, with a new host, Fred Wilcox, followed by The Fred Wilcox Show, an informal combination of ideas, interviews, and music. While The Weekend with KCBS is now hosted by our own KCBS music man, Bob Gurner. Sound interesting? Well, it is. And more Bay Area people are listening to KCBS and talking about what they hear. It's a responsive audience, an audience that buys things, an audience of grown-ups, adults of all ages. Your sales message is never overheard on KCBS. It's listened to with all the attention that listeners give to McElhattan in the Morning and Spectrum 74, both heard exclusively on KCBS San Francisco.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.